You're listening to SBS News.
Honiara is gearing up for a high-level delegation from China. The Solomon Islands Prime Minister is calling the upcoming visit a milestone. In a statement, the government said, Prime Minister Sogavare looks forward to a productive engagement with the People's Republic of China as an important development partner at a very critical time in our history. Foreign Minister Wang Yi and more than a dozen other Chinese diplomats will visit Papua New Guinea and six other countries in the region from Thursday through to Saturday next week. The visit is bolstering China's presence in the region. Professor John Blaxland from Australian National University says it's not the end of the road.
Australia still has a number of options here to respectfully, collegially continue to engage with its neighbours in the Pacific and also respectfully engage with China. There is undoubtedly competition at work here, but competition in and of itself is not necessarily an unhealthy thing. Competition can actually generate some really positive momentum, and there's an opportunity here with what Penny Wong has said about climate and the significance of the environment for a recalibration of the relationship between Australia and the Pacific as well. So this game is not over by a long shot.
Canberra will be keeping a close eye on Beijing's trip abroad, as the new Foreign Minister, Penny Wong, reiterated Australia's commitments to its Pacific neighbours.
We want to help build a stronger Pacific family. That is why we will do more, but we will also do it better. We will listen, because we care what the Pacific has to say. The Australian government knows that nothing is more central to the security and well-being of the Pacific than climate change. We've heard the Pacific, and we will act.
On Monday night, the Chinese Foreign Ministry offered what appeared to be an olive branch. Wang Wenbin recalled when the Whitlam-led Labour government established landmark diplomatic relations with China in 1971.
China is willing to work with the new Australian government to take stock of the past, look to the future, uphold the principles of mutual respect and mutual benefit, and promote the sound and stable development of the China-Australia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership.
Paving the way for a potential relationship reset, according to Professor Blaxland.
It's a bit of an opening of the freezer door, if you like. And there is an opportunity here for Australia to explore around the margins a way of improving relations with China. So the future, I think, is going to see incremental but modest constructive steps towards some kind of rapprochement.
A rapprochement that would be welcomed by the Chinese-Australian community. Simon Chan from the Chinese-Australian Forum says patience is needed.
It's not going to happen overnight, but we are hopeful that at least if it is not as negative as it has been over the years, things will start to improve eventually, but it will take time.
It's the first time since 2020 that any official diplomatic dialogue has taken place between China and Australia. Rochelle Harrison-Pless, SBS News.